Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely, ready to go.
Okay, great. So today we're exploring something, well, it's a bit different. You know, we're always looking for that sense of harmony in our lives, right? But what if I told you it's not about like meditation apps or scented candles? What if it's about accepting reality for what it is?
Interesting.
That's exactly what we're digging into today. We've got this, well, it's a thought-provoking excerpt to say the least. It basically says, true peace, true harmony, it comes from accepting what we can change, but also, and this is key, what we can't change.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you think about it, that's how nature works, right? Like, look at any ecosystem and you see this amazing balance, this interdependence. Organisms thrive because they adapt to their environment, they find their niche.
That's a really good point. It's like this dance, you know, between fitting in and then evolving, changing over time.
Exactly.
Okay, so this excerpt we're diving into, it gets a little, well, let's just say it doesn't hold back. It actually claims that we as humans have become a bit too, self-centered.
Oh.
Yeah, like we're always trying to force the world to fit our desires or expectations. So what do you think? Is that a fair assessment of humanity? Are we really that self-centered?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a strong statement, but I think there's something to be said about how much we resist reality. You know, instead of accepting things as they are, we fight against them. And that creates so much inner turmoil, so much unnecessary frustration.
That's so true. And the source uses this really powerful analogy to drive this point home. It describes reality as this pre-designed system, and it's been working well for billions of years. So if we're just a small part of this massive system, does that mean we have no control, no agency over our lives at all?
That's the big question, right? But here's the thing. Accepting reality, it doesn't mean we become passive, that we just give up. Instead, it's about understanding the system, learning the rules of the game, so to speak.
I like that. So it's less about like surrendering to fate and more about like strategic decision making.
That's a great way to put it. Think of like a surfer. They don't try to fight the ocean, right? They learn how to work with the waves, how to harness that power. They still make choices, influence their direction, but they do it with a deep understanding of the forces at play.
That's such a good analogy.
And that's what this excerpt is getting at, that we have more agency when we accept reality, not less. It's just a different kind of agency.
Okay, so this is all starting to make sense, but in a practical way, how do we know when to adapt, to go with the flow, and when to push for change? I mean, are there any telltale signs we might be, you know, fighting a losing battle against this pre-designed system?
That is the million-dollar question, right? And
Yeah.
this is where self-awareness becomes so important. We need to ask ourselves, are my efforts constantly met with resistance? Am I trying to force something that just doesn't fit? If so, it might be a sign that we're bumping up against one of those fundamental rules of the system.
That's a really interesting way to think about it.
It is. Because if you think about it, so much of our frustration comes from that feeling of constantly swimming upstream. But when we align ourselves with reality, even just a little bit, it can make a world of difference.
This is really making me think differently about how I approach challenges in my own life. Like, instead of getting frustrated, maybe the first step is to just take a breath, assess the situation, and ask, okay, am I swimming with the current here, or am I fighting against it?
Exactly. And that leads us to a final thought-provoking question, something for everyone listening to ponder. If we truly believed deep down that this reality we're in has, as our source puts it, worked out all the bugs over billions of years of evolution, how might that change our approach to problem solving, to decision making, to life itself?
Wow, that's quite the question to leave us with.
It is, but it's a good one, right?
It really is something to think about. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back soon with more thought-provoking ideas. Until then, keep those questions coming and keep exploring.